Base Kegs, mobile.
For VWA, mobile.
Base Kegs, safe to you.
Patrick, what's happening, baby?
Just out here running around.
The rotten capitalist not doing his thing. I know what you mean, man. Well, you still going tonight?
That's my plan.
All right, well, what you got in mind?
Just meet there at John's again, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, they're on Wade Hampton.
Same place as last time.
Works for me.
He's going to come meet up with us, too, for the meeting.
So what do you want to do as far as grabbing something to eat, or do you want me to just meet you at 6:30?
It's up to you. I mean, if you're going to go out to eat, I'd be fine with me, too. We can just run and grab a quick bite, or we can do like we did last time. It don't matter. I'll be done here. What time is it? Done around 3:30 or so, 4 o'clock. Start heading that way.
I just want to do something like grab a hot dog or something. And I'm just trying to think where I could get a decent hot dog over in that area.
It's down the hill there that serves hot dogs. I've never ate there, so I don't know anything about them. I just know they were there.
That swag kind of across the road from the tire place? Went there all the time, but the guy that owned it sold out. And it's a bunch of Pakistanis that own it now, and I just don't trust any food coming out of there. So let me think a little bit and see where we can come up with a decent hot dog.
Clock around the back corner there. I think they serve hot dogs too.
Are you talking about that one there across from the car dealerships, or are you talking about over on Poinsett?
Over on Poinsett.
Tell you what, I'll pick you up just as soon as I can get back down the mountain. I am headed up to Hendersonville for a few minutes to take care of something. And then I'm going to be right back down the hill. Let's see, it's 2 o'clock now. Take me about, be in there at about 15 to 2. Be out of there by 2:15. I ought to be back down the hill by about 3 or 3:30. And I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a holler on the radio at about 3:30. How's that sound?
If I'm around, I'll pick it up. If not, I'm in the shop right quick. But I'm almost done, so.
Deal. I tell you what, why don't we try to raise the Russell real quick? Let's see, I'm trying to remember. K4RCL. Wait a minute, that's not it. There's another prefix, another letter in the prefix, isn't there?
RCL is correct.
K2RCL. K4VWA, you out there, Russell? He's going to have to learn to pace himself. He's working too hard, you know it?
Figuring that out.
He's good plans of heading out west for a vacation in his motorhome this summer. I'll tell you what, that boy ain't done nothing but slave away all summer long.
Hey, why the sun's shining, because it's coming today, it won't be.
No politics, but I'm going to tell you, that day is just around the corner with the way things are set up right now, bud. Hey, you can't print money, and you can't keep dishing it out going the way we are without paying a price.
100%.
Eat mobile.
You got Steve and Patrick here.
Hey, today, bud. Hey, Patrick.
Hill to Hendersonville. I made a rhyme and my feet don't show it. Yeah, I'm going to run up to Hendersonville real quick, grab some parts that I need for an airplane, and then I'm going to be back down. And then me and Patrick there are going to meet up to go over to the Greer Radio Club. You want to go?
I'll be able to make it today. I
I think I'm gonna have to get in on the next one. But I know y'all busy with conversation. I just wanna drop in and say hello to both of you. And wish both of you a really nice day, because it sure is pretty out there. And when you got a pretty day outside and two fine fellas on the radio, you need to drop in and say hello and have a wonderful day to both of them. So this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I am clear. Y'all have a blessed day.
Hey, Chad, try to stay out of trouble out there, buddy. In other words, do better than I'm going to be. Oh, have a good one. Patrick, I'm thinking by the time I get things wrangled around, I could be down there. Let's see, now we got to be in our meeting at 7 o'clock. So if I pick you up at around 5, that ought to give us more than enough time to go and eat and then mosey on over there.
Sounds like a plan to me. Like I said, I'm almost done. I got to stop and get some fuel, and I got 2 stops left.
Find your fuel, and how much you been paying for it?
My fuel over here at the Walmart in Berea, and it's been $2.83.
Paid $2.76.
Out of the way it is.
There is a Shell station on 26 at Highway 290. Or is it 292? Anyhow, it's just out of Inman, on the north end of Inman. And if you do their fuel rewards program, man, I've been buying my diesel at $2.70. Let's see, right now it's running about $2.76.
Oh, that's exit 10 there in Inman, but that's just a pretty good clip out of the way for me. I've burned more than what I'm saving.
Know what you mean, bud. That's too bad. They really got it going on the fuel prices. As a matter of fact, their diesel is cheaper than their regular, and their regular's been running the same as QT.
Places are getting away charging $3.19 for it down here. It's the same price up in North Carolina. Some places it's cheaper than that.
You're lying on stupid customers. They just come to a certain place and they come out and get a decent price, and then they jack it up on them.
Pro diesel.
Did that last?
No, sir, I did not.
At Highway 14, and I'm starting to get a little thin on the signal. Highway 14 north, going up towards Landrum.
I'm over here on Whitehorse Road. I got good signal right now.
It was in there.
Sure don't.
Come on in. Well, let's go by the fence, Landrum, and then we'll head on up the hill to Hendersonville. Don't that sound like fun?
I'll go ahead and say 7-3s because you're starting to break up, and I'll talk to you a little later today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your phone. 7-3.
KO4HKX, if you get a chance, try to raise T2RCL, and we'll all hook up and head over there. KN4PWA, I'm clear. You have a good one, bud.
KO4QLG, G, KO4NUE. For QLG, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is KO4QLG.
Bud, I got Fred in the vehicle with me, and just want to drop by and say hello to you, see how your day was going.
Good, come on, I'm just now sitting down to the computer. Just turned the air conditioner on in the shop.
Well, I'm planning on probably heading your way probably on Wednesday or Thursday. And me and Pop's out looking for a computer, something that he can use in the house. His has done got out of date. So we're going to go pick him one up, and we headed to the Apple store going down 85. So we figured we'd drop in, see how your day was going, say hello.
Started to say Mike could hook him up with a computer, but if his is outdated, these that I'd be able to get him would be outdated probably more so than his. But, yeah, come on.
Well, the other thing, too, is I think Andy may end up using Deer Camp for his wedding. he says he's going to walk down there and take a look at it. But I told him, I said, man, if you're going to have 50 or 60 people at the wedding, I just take them down there to the river right there where the barbecue shelter is. And, I mean, man, I think that'd be a beautiful place for a wedding, don't you?
Sure would be. That's what Claude set up that way to be. And it's probably still got grass growing, too, don't it? Might have to cut the grass, but it used to be pretty and green.
The whole bunch of wildflowers down there in the bottoms. And I told him I'd take the bush hog down there and get it all nice and neat for him. But, yeah, so he said he's going to go down there and take a look at it. And I told him I'd open the cabin up and, you know, have access to a restroom or whatnot. Or he can just, you know, get a port-a-john and put down there or something. But, yeah, so he's going to get back with me this afternoon and kind of let me know. But anyway, we'll let you go. We headed down to the Apple store now, take a look, see what they got down here. And I'll give you a holler back later, but I got to swing by and talk with Roland's daughter. You know, he got put in hospital, not for less. So I'm going to swing by there and talk with her, sit back, figure out how he's doing. She was not in any, she wasn't able to really discuss it last night. She was pretty upset, so I didn't push it, but I need to at least find out what's going on with the man and see what I can do to try to help him, I guess. But she was pretty distraught.
Understand that.
Hopefully doing.
Doing good. Just went and checked on her. She's eating her lunch, and I just got done cutting some metal, so I figured before I sit down the computer and rewrite a program, I can go check on her. So she's doing good. Janice was up there when I left, so I reckon she's in good hands. As good a hands as we can provide at the time.
If you fire that bridge port up, all you need to do is take the metal out of the jig and go straight to the bridge port. You don't have to spend 2 weeks writing a program. But then again, I forgot you moved over to the dark side, so I get it.
That program that I write, I'm making 3 pieces at a time, and it's doing all the calculating for me. So I'm saving the program too, so any given day I can stick a piece of metal in it and cut the same piece that I wrote the program for. And there's benefits to it, but there's benefits the other way too. I know that.
I'm going to gouge you a little bit. I was hoping you'd gouge back, but I don't guess you're gonna gouge me. So I'll leave it at that then. But I'm going to head on. We're almost down here to the Apple store. But anyway, it's good talking to you, bud. And I'll be up there in a day or two. And get a little shop time in with you, and
guess I'll swing by and talk with Andy too, see what he's decided. But at any rate, this is KO4NUE, and I'm gonna clear on out of here, but I'll talk to you later. KO4NUE, KO4QLG, I'm clear.
KO4QLG, clear turn.
4CBA mobile.
4CBA, what's happening today? KO4CBA.
Be a lot better. You know, than I could yesterday. I was in McDonald, South Carolina, which is near York, and for a memorial service, and I could hear that 442.075 repeater. It was full quieting. There, it was just amazing how clear it was.
Hey,
I don't know, but I thought it was somewhere in the Spartanburg area, but I could be wrong.
Spartanburg. Let us know who we're talking to.
Your worst nightmare. In 4WRO, what's going on?
Well, I'm up here on the edge of not on the edge of the range, but I'm in an area of shadows up on 14 and near 26 and 14, and I could not catch your voice in there.
I don't know what to tell you. Take the junk out of your ears. Hey, Dave, how you doing, bud?
Good, I hope you are. You sound good to me.
They're chasing some of these Route 66 stations.
What you on, 20 meter, 40 meter?
I've been bouncing in between 20 and 40. It's quiet right now. The bands are a mess. They're noisy.
Not this time of day at all on any of them.
Pick over to FT8 or FT4. They've been active on 8 and 4.
I haven't really messed with FT4. I got in, I just went straight up to 8, and I got to get back out there to my shed. I've been so stinking busy, I haven't been out in the shed lately.
That's what happens. You know, when I retired, I said, you know, I'm just going to kick back, take it easy. Shoot, I don't know when I had time to go to work anymore.
Mama said, honey, do, and oh my God.
Yeah, but the list keeps getting longer.
A little burger from Burger King here. I'll be back in a minute. K4VWA.
What are you doing out motorboating around, Dave?
I'm going to Publix. Wife wants me to pick up some hamburgers. In fact, I just pulled in the parking lot here. Publix over here and Taylor's on Wade Hampton. And, I shouldn't be in here too long, hopefully.
Yeah, right. I need to jump out anyway. I got a whole pork loin out there in the smoker. I gotta go out and check on it.
KP4CBA, that sounds yummy. Well, I love just about any meat that's smoked, especially pork. That's probably my favorite. Well, I'll say 73s, and I'm going to go inside and see how little money I can spend. So, you take care. I'll talk to you later, KP4CPA.
Okay, Dave. Now, let me tell you what, you better hang on to your wallet because the prices in the stores have done nothing but go up. All right, be careful, be safe. We'll talk to you later. And 4WRO.
KWA, KP4CPA. You still in there, Steve?
Here, I'm in the shadows. Have you got me?
back plate off my motorcycle. My something went wrong with the clutch. It just locked up, and I found out after I took the slave cylinder off, and of course it needed rebuilding, so I rebuilt it. But there's a rod and a piece that it slides in, and the rod was bent, got bent. I don't know what having the slave cylinder go out caused that rod to bend, though. That just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, man, that ain't good. Listen, I'm going to be in and out of the shadows. I'm headed up 26 right now. I'm fixing to go up to Saluda Grade, so you may have me, you may not.
Ratchy. Well, anyway, long story short, I'm waiting on some parts. Honda doesn't carry them anymore, so I had to buy them on the internet, and I'm going to fix it myself.
Step there.
You get up in that area, it gets pretty noisy. I've been driving up to Maggie Valley the last few weeks, and I've noticed that. Going up there.
Going up to Grade up there. Yeah, it gets noisy up there. You can switch over to Mount Mitchell or something, or the one in Tyrone. But, yeah, so you must have got out of there real quick. You ain't making it, Steve. You're breaking up.
Okay, I'm out. Clear.
I just saw a plastic bag stick to an exhaust on an Audi. Oh, man, they're going to have a smelly exhaust. When they get out of the car, they're going to be smelling something burning. What's that smell?
Oh, Lord, wouldn't they do run over a bag?
CBA. Yeah, you know, there's just so much debris on the road these days, and there was just a plastic, you know, shopping bag, and it was floating around. People were running over it, and it would, you know, and it would go under their car, and it would fly back up in the air, and so the Audi just happened to get lucky, and it caught right on the back of the exhaust. You can see it just hanging on. So, boy, that thing, that plastic really stinks when it melts to the exhaust. And I remember when I worked on cars, I used a die grinder with a wire wheel, and got one off, ground one off of an exhaust system for a customer.
They get on there and melt, boy, they do stink. And poor WRO.
Well, I'm headed back to the house. In fact, I'm almost getting ready to pull in the garage here. I'm just coasting through the neighborhood here, trying to set a good example so people will fly through here. This is the main road everybody uses to get in and out of the subdivision, because it's the only way out. and the speed limit is 25. I usually go about 20, but anyway. Well, I'm going to pull in the garage here, and man, I tell you, it's tough staring at that bike and not being able to get on it and ride. The thing looks so good sitting there. You can't even tell if anything's taken off of it. But where I'm having to work at the back of the engine, it's really relatively easy to get to. You just have to take the kickstand off. And I'm going to go get me a transmission jack transmission, a motorcycle jack at Harbor Freight, and because I've been trying to balance it on some boards, and it fell the other night, so I guess that wasn't such a good idea. Oh, me.
Yeah, a buddy of mine's got one. He bought it at Harbor Freight. He's got a big old Harley he puts up on it when he works on it. And he's been real happy with it. And, you know, they're not inexpensive, but they're not really outrageously expensive either. And it'll definitely save wear and tear dropping it on the concrete.
Thank goodness, it has crash bars, and even for the bags on the back are fiberglass, and they're painted the same color as the bike, and they're hard bags, and they even have a metal protector around them, so they weren't even damaged. So I really didn't have any damage on the bike. The only thing it did was unplug the wire to the kickstand, which probably needed to be done anyway. So I'm just waiting on the parts to get here, and I'm going to put it back together. They're not going to be here until the 22nd, so I've got a few days.
All right. Well, there was no damage to the bike other than the heart attack you had when you seen it go over. Been there, done that.
3:20 in the morning a.m. and I was awake, and when I heard it, I knew exactly what it was. I went out there and looked at it, and I just went back to bed. But I couldn't get back to sleep, so I just got up and got on the radio. Got on Sideband on HF and messed around for a little while, and I finally ate some breakfast. But anyway, it was an interesting day. Well, you have a good one. I'm going to bail out of here and get this meat in the refrigerator, and we'll talk to you later. 73, and I'll stick around for your final KP4CBA.
All right, Dave. Have a great rest of the afternoon, and just be careful working on that thing. 73, N4WRO.